What is good, Black Baseball Mixtape family? It is your boy Cheats here, and we are back with another special edition of the Black Baseball Mixtape. I'm really excited about this episode. Khalil Watson is a Virginia-born former first-round draft pick of the Miami Marlins. He is now currently in the Guardians organization. He plays for the Akron Rubber Ducks. And I was able to visit with him a few days ago when he came to Richmond to take on the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It is no secret, you know this, I have a huge Virginia bias. Khalil played in Petersburg and Hopewell in the Tri-Cities growing up before he moved to North Carolina for his high school years. So I was so excited because so many family and friends were here to see him play. So many people that I know that's connected to baseball know him and remember him as just a very, very young star playing the game in the adult leagues. And he's only 20 years old. He just turned 21 this week, I believe. And he's got just a wonderful perspective of baseball in general. Drafted right out of high school, like I said, a first round pick. You'll get a real sense of Khalil, his personality, his approach to the game. It's a really fun conversation. I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Before we do that, as always, we've got to take care of our business. We've got a few sponsors and friends that have always been with us since day one. Shout out to Stilo Sports. Shout out to the Players Alliance. Shout out to Herencia 21. We are excited, very excited to introduce a new friend to you all, Numbers Game. If you have not really dove into live scoring a baseball game as a fan or as a coach, you should really check into it. I live scored some games over the weekend for the very first time using Number Game scorecards, and it was so much fun. I'm not making this up. I was able to stay engaged in the game, track the game, follow along, and it's almost like a game inside the game for baseball fans, just to kind of figure out how exactly I will score a play, how to move base runners along. You're so engaged, you're trying to figure out what the coach is doing. I was able to score several Akron Richmond Flying Squirrels games. I was able to score my Little League game that I was coaching in. It helped me keep track of my pitch count and what players were doing. It was a lot of fun, and I used what's called a palm scorecard from Numbers Game. We have some really cool stuff coming up with that company. Our very own Black Baseball Mixtape scorecards will be available soon. You want to check out our good friends over at Numbers Game. I'm really excited to add them to our sponsorship team and our group of partners, and you'll be hearing a lot more from me and my friends about Numbers Game as we move through the season. There's a lot of cool things on the Black Baseball Mixtape website. There's a brand new article there from our good friend Flobo talking about baseball and hot dogs. You would definitely check that out. There's a lot of new stuff on our Instagram page. Please, please subscribe, follow the Instagram page. And there's a lot of new stuff in our group chat. Quiet as it kept, Tommy Pham now has a job. He signed with the Chicago White Sox. We talk a lot about players and player movement in the group chat and a lot of all things baseball. So we're going to get into this Khalil Watson podcast episode, but please make sure you are following the Instagram. Make sure you are, if you want to join our group chat on Discord, it's absolutely free. Please send me a link. We will get you in there, and it's a lot of fun, and you can talk baseball all day, every day. So, with no further ado, Khalil Watson on the Black Baseball Mixtape. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Black Baseball Mixtape. I am your host, Cheats. Today, I am live in Richmond, Virginia. We are in the dugout. It's a little rainy. It's a little cold outside. But I am joined by a very special guest, a top 15 prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, but also a man with a lot of Virginia ties, Khalil Watson. Welcome to the mixtape, my man.
What's up with it? How y'all doing?
So I got to start here because I was at opening day, which was earlier this week here in Richmond. You are playing for the Akron Rubber Ducks, And when I tell you, it felt like the most popular man in the whole stadium was K-Watt. Yeah. Tell me about the Virginia ties, because you had a lot of friends and family out Tuesday night.
Yeah. I'm from here originally, born and raised. I was born in VCU, grew up in Chase City, Virginia, about an hour away from here. Got a lot of family here, cousins, family, friends, just everybody that know, like, Watsons is just a big name around here and in Virginia, but, like, just getting family come out and just support and just show how big of, like, a support group I have, like.
How does that feel? Because, you know, this is probably one of the first times in professional ball that you got to play around so many friends and family.
Yeah, this was actually the first time, like, a lot of my family was able to see me play at the professional level for the first time. And it's just so amazing just to be close to home. And, like, we play six games out of the week. And, like, family coming in at every game just to support. Like, yeah.
And they had pictures and signs. I was like, I don't know what is going on. But that is got to be a dope feeling. A lot of fun. Let's talk about where we are now. And then we'll go back a little bit into your journey. But where we are now, like, obviously we'll say we know you were a first-round draft pick, top prospect then in the Marlins organization. Now you're in the Guardians organization. Talk to me a little bit about just, like, that transition. That was business. That was it was a business transaction. It was a big trade, and you were a big piece in that trade. But was that kind of your first moment to realize, yo, this is pro ball. This is different.
Yeah, I get it. It's business at the end of the day, but, like, where I started off at was Marlins, and, like, I was able to get some of my ability to come out. Not everything, but once I got to the transition of switching teams, change of scenery, and stuff like that, like, I was able to get more out. Like, as soon as I came over here, they already told me what I need to do. Like, the work difference between the both of it, like, developing, it was just so much to where I can just learn on the Cleveland organization towards the Miami organization. And it's just, like, it's a journey. It's long. It's not a race. It's a marathon. And it's just, like, coming out here, having an open mind and learning new things. Like, you got friends, family. Like, you in baseball, you got a lot of friends that you'll meet. And, like, and those relationships carry on for a long time. Like, in Miami, I got friends and my boys, and it was just like, yes, at the end of the day, it's hard to see you leave them, but at the end of the day, you still got to do what's right for your career.
Does it feel a little bit in this organization as a fresh start? I mean, like, mentally, baseball is a tough sport to play. It's tough to actually have to hit the reset button, but sometimes you can look at a reset button as an opportunity, and not saying that this is a reset button, but does it feel like a fresh start here in Akron?
It definitely felt like a new opportunity, like, change of scenery. I was able to get my full ability out. As soon as I came over here, I'm like, man, this is different. It's time to step on a gear. I gotta, like, you know how you just getting drafted, that same feeling, but you just going into
real talk. No, I don't know how to feel getting drafted. Look. Not everybody's been drafted, my man. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I got you.
But yeah, just like that, it's just like, all right, it's another reset button. You got all of these people that don't know who you are as a player, like, personal wise, but, like, coming into a different organization and showing them, like, what you can do. Even though they wanted me before I got drafted as well, but, like, just showing them, like, yeah, you got the right guy, and, like, you're going to get the best out of him.
I'm fascinated by that, and I'm interested in, like you said, the development part of this. You are a very young man still. Like, that's, I think people tend to forget. I think people tend to forget, seriously, because they'll see a prospect list. They'll see, oh, he's drafted in the first round. They forget that, like, yo, this is a hard game, and you are a very young man. When, in many ways, still young to the game of baseball when it comes to playing at this level, learning what it means to be a pro every day. What are the things that you focus on in development and just learning how to be a professional every day, day in and day out?
For me, it's just like you got to know, like, you're a professional about everything you do. Like, you got to come in with, like I said, with an open mind. You got to be able to work every day. You got to be able to, like, accept the fact that everybody out here is good. And that's the thing, like, everybody is good, and you just want to, like, be that one person that just stands out, you know. But, like, with this ball stuff, you got to be able to come out here, no matter what you feeling like, no matter what the day is, you got to still come out here and be the best player you can be. And the confidence, that's the – if you don't have no confidence, you're not going to be successful. If you have confidence and you have, like, that energy, like, I'm that person out here, when you come out here and touch the field, you'll be the best player ever.
Take me back to the beginning. Where did it start for you? How did you fall in love with the game?
Oh, man. It was in Dixie Youth. I'm young. Like, shoot, probably haven't even touched kindergarten yet. My dad used to always, where I'm from, we call it SFTB. I got it tatted on me on my forearm right here. It stands for straight from the bottom. It was a family group. Everybody lived in, like, in one little circle. Like, it was like four or five houses, and everybody around there was just family. Growing up, just watching my dad play, and, like, it got to the time where I was like 14, 13, and it was like adult league. So I started playing adult league with my dad, and it was all around the area of Virginia, and it was like we played in Petersburg, Dinwiddie, what's the other places? Like, look, this place is around just playing adultly, like Prince Edwards.
Now that your legend precedes you, because I talked to some folks that said, no, I played with him at adult league. Out, like you said, Dinwiddie, Petersburg, all that Tri-Cities area.
Yeah, and just being able to know that I was the youngest to play up in there, and just seeing where I was at the time, and then, like, just coming down, like, everything was to pay off. Like, once I got into middle school, I moved to Carolina. Okay. I was originally from Chase City, grew up there, went to elementary school in Chase City Elementary. As soon as middle school came in, my dad chose to take me out of Virginia and go move to North Carolina. I think that was the best thing I ever could ask my dad for doing. And after that, it was just perfect timing.
So talk to me. Was it your pops? You said you played. You obviously, you said the whole block was family. But was it your pops that loved the game, that introduced you to the game, or was it other folks as well?
It was my pops, and then I was gifted. The Watsons family was gifted in playing baseball, and I was, like, the only one left and the only shot. Like, I had an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So when my dad was, he was hard on me. He always made sure I did it right. I always made sure to keep the bat in my hand, ball in my hand. Like, when we was to work, I remind you, I'm like 8, 9, 10 years old. My dad throwing BP to me, and, like, this how it all started up. I used to be up in the backyard. I used to move away from the ball when I was in the batter's box. And one thing he used to do was, I had a four-wheeler. And then I had, like, whatever, like a center block. Mm-hmm. He'll put the four-wheeler behind me and put something behind my back leg so that when he was to throw it, I would not move. So I have no other choice but to stand there, hit the ball. Me, of course, I was going to be late. I was hitting everything, like, to third base. As time, like, came on, it just came natural. I played other sports as well, like football, basketball, but, like, I just knew baseball was the sport for me. And it's just when the baseball came up to me, I could do it.
When did you realize that it was like, yo, this is, I can do this, it's different, and I can really make a run at this? Was it in the adult league, or was it even a little bit later? When did it click for you that I was like, yo, this is different for me?
I knew I was special when I started playing in adult league. Like, I know it's one time where this dude threw me a pitch, and I hit it over, like, everybody in the outfield, straightaway center. Like, field was so big, like, it was like 400 yards all the way around. I wasn't going to hit no balls out. But, like, 14, that's when I knew I was special. And then, like, when I really knew, like, I was going to be in the pros was, like, sophomore, junior year. Wow. That's when everything started to kick in. And then, like I said, it was just perfect timing.
So then you had a decision to make. Because you were playing ball. You were playing ball in North Carolina.
Right.
And then you had a decision to make. I think I read you were committed to NC State.
Yeah.
But you ultimately was drafted in the first round. Everybody knows that's not really a tough choice. Right. But was it always kind of my goal was to go to the pros out of college and I mean out of high school? Was that the kind of the goal and then just see where this pro thing goes?
Yeah, for me, I didn't like school, to be honest. I did not like school at all. Like, I knew that when I was to go to school, I have no choice but to go to school and play ball. But when pro ball came, then it's just like take your opportunity now because you don't never know what's going to happen in the next 2-3 years moving on in your life. It's like stuff happens, and I just took it upon myself, and I was just wanted to go play ball, and I knew I wanted to play ball, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into at the time.
What was the biggest thing you learned? Like, now, because like you said, you didn't know exactly what you're getting into. What was one of the biggest things you learned when it kind of flipped? You're drafted your first round. What's the first thing you learned about like this level of ball?
Like everybody, like I said, everybody is good. It's just not you anymore. It's not about you anymore. And you got to come out here with a straight head, like I said, and you got to be that person. You got to have that confidence. You got to have that swagger. You look good. You play good. Like, that's what I felt. And like, what I had to learn was like, it was very humbling. You got to be humble. Cause like, when you have that energy of like, oh, I'm better than this person. I'm better than this person. And then at the same time, you have like a struggle day. Yeah. You can have like a struggle day. You still got to come out tomorrow, play ball. Next day, play ball.
No matter what happens.
You're not getting taken out of the lineup. Nope. No matter what. Like, you here for a reason. So, you gotta do everything like you're supposed to.
Let me ask this, too, because I usually ask everyone this. When you were talking about those younger days and playing in the adult league at 14, 15, when you were growing up, did you have the opportunity to play around a lot of other black kids? Like, we always want to talk about making sure our black and brown kids are represented. I talk to a lot of pros now, and I always am interested in that experience. Was that a comfortable experience, or did you find yourself in a position where, I'm the only one out here, or did you grow up and play with a lot of black and brown kids?
With me, growing up, I played with a lot of white kids to where I was the only black person on the team. And at that age, just like, you're not thinking about that. You're just going out there having fun. But at the end of the day, it's like, if you're that only one black person on that team, you got to be nice. You got to be real. And, like, just growing up, that's how everything was. Even when I was in high school, even until this day, like, we got Latins on the team. Just growing up, you got to separate.
It's a cultural difference. An Afro-Latino player that grew up in the Dominican or Venezuela isn't the same experience as a black American experience.
Yeah, so I had to deal with a lot of hatred just because I was, like, who I was. And being that only black person on the team, I didn't feel no type of way. I was still doing my Dougie. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not going to stop me from being who I am, even if you're the only black person. That don't mean that you got to change who you are when you're in that situation. You still can be real. You can still be you.
That's the thing. When it did get difficult, or in times, even now, if it gets difficult, who do you talk to? Do you have support systems? Do you have other players that have been in your experience that you talk to? How do you kind of get through some of those more challenging times?
Like, for me, I piggyback on my dad, my mom, a lot. If I'm going through something, I make sure I let them know. They try to guide me the right way. They talk to me. Keep your head up. You'll be fine. You've been in this situation before. You've been like this your whole life. Like, it's just about smiling at the end of the day. And then, smiling, and then at the end of the day, you can just be who you are. Like,
if you were going to see a young K-Watt, a young Khalil right now, 6-7 years old, and they're looking at you and they ask you, like, what's the key to, like, having that authenticity, like, being myself? What do you tell them?
Really, it's just like, don't let nobody dictate who you are, and just go out there every day and just be who you are. It don't matter what the situation is. Like with me, I just made sure I love the game of baseball. I love to play it every day, and just going out there, being better in person, everybody out there, and you can kind of tell, like, if you that person, like, like that's what me. I kind of knew and I felt like I was that person every single time I played my heart out.
So let me ask you, I only got a couple minutes left, less than five. So couple quick ones, and we'll move on. Who are your guys growing up? Who was, like, if you had to pick the big three of your baseball fandom, who are the three guys you rooted for?
Oh man, growing up, I didn't like watching baseball, but like I piggyback off of Jimmy Rollins, the Griffins, the senior and junior. Another one, like recent nowadays, is Francisco Lindor. He got swag. He can play switch hitter, shortstop. As I was a shortstop, now I'm a utility. But just watching them play the game, it was more of, they made it look easy.
What's the last question? What's the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice? Sure. As soon as I came to pro ball, it's just like, they'll tell you, like, shoot, I don't know. The best advice I could get is knowing that you make errors. You play every day, you make errors, and just knowing that you are a professional and you gotta come out here, like, just because you make an error don't make who you are. And like, just coming out here, being that person every day, just having that energy and just having that swagger, and don't let nothing ever dictate what you are. That's what I say.
All right, we're gonna have to get you out of here. If there was one musical artist, you can't listen to anybody else, who's the artist you listen to for the rest of your life?
Right now, it'd probably be Lil Baby.
There you go. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, my man, Khalil Watson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Black Baseball Mixtape. Until next time. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Special, special shout out to the whole team out there in Akron. Marco with the Rubber Ducks was fantastic setting this up. As you heard, Khalil is great. Special shout out again to our good friends over at Stilo Sports. Players Alliance, Herentia 21, and Numbers Game. Make sure you check out our brand new partnership and our friends over at Numbers Game Scorecards. They are amazing. So, we will be back. There's a lot going on. Please shoot me a DM on Instagram. If you want to join our Discord, our group chat, it's absolutely free. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the Instagram page. Follow the Instagram page. We have just got so much stuff coming up and so much travel as well. I'll be probably in a city near you pretty soon. So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we're out.